The Federal Election Commission and the State of Utah Financial Disclosures have released campaign finances for the primary election. Mitt Romney is running for the U.S. Senate seat left open by the retirement of Orrin Hatch. Romney has raised over $3.5 million, with $1 million coming from his 2012 presidential election bid. Romney has disbursed nearly $2 million during his campaign. John Cumming contributed over $8,000. Everett and Cheryl Benton contributed over $16,000. Romney's Republican primary opponent, Mike Kennedy, has raised just shy of $200,000 and taken out a loan just short of $300,000. Troy Peterson has contributed the most to his campaign, just shy of $11,000. Steve Taylor has contributed $1,000. John Curtis is running for re-election to represent Utah's 3rd Congressional District. Curtis has raised $1.1 million. Steve Tu contributed $3,000. Peter Metcalf contributed $2,000. Curtis's primary race opponent, Chris Herod, has raised $250,000. Herod has received nearly $3,000 from Patrick Byrne. Lee Castillo is running to represent the Democratic Party for Utah's 1st Congressional District general election. Castillo has received just under $4,000. The FEC website did not have his itemized individual contributions listed. Kurt Weiland is the other candidate to represent the Democratic Party for Utah's 1st Congressional District general election. Weiland has received $500 and taken out a loan for nearly $13,000. Kelly Cosgrove donated $250 to Weiland's campaign. There are two primary elections to represent District 26 in the Utah State Senate. The GOP race has three candidates, while the Democratic race has two. Jack Rubin has raised nearly $100,000. Rubin has contributed $13,500 of his own money. Joe Beth Sheely and Steve Maxwell contributed $2,500. Brad Klibber contributed $2,000. Ron Winterton has raised over $34,000. Winterton has contributed $1,000 of his own money. The Best Western Heber Valley Hotel is the only contributor in Wasatch or Summit County. The hotel contributed $100. Brian Gorham has raised nearly $16,000. Gorham has contributed nearly $14,000 of his own money. No Summit or Wasatch County residents have contributed to his campaign. Eileen Gallagher has raised nearly $5,000. Gallagher has contributed $100 of her own money. Chester Chmielewski has contributed $250. Sally Elliott and Bob Sloan each contributed $100. Pat Vaughn has raised nearly $500. Vaughn reports donating a little over $100, although she spent nearly $4,000. Her largest donation is $100 from Susan Arsht. This entire story with the listed figures can be found at kpcw.org. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.